Tanya for the third day of Tishrei, Gimel Tishrei, is in Igeres HaKedesh. It's on Daf Kuf Chof Tes Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 498, and it's a continuation of Simon Yutes of the 19th letter. This letter that we're about to study, which begins Ha'Esiyes HaNigles, is among those letters that were added in a later print of the Tanya in the year Tofresh Samach. As is known, that in that edition of the Tanya, a number of letters were added, as Reb Osher Nikolaev writes in his Meidor Rabba. The similarity between this letter and the one preceding it is that just as in the letter preceding, the Alter Rebbe explained that only the lower attributes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus, express themselves in the lower level by entering into the lower level and being clothed in it, the second letter, Esiyes HaNigles, basically explains the same idea. Esiyes HaNigles lanu hein b'maisa dibur machshava. The letters that are revealed to us in thought, speech, and deed, or deed, speech, and thought, the maisa, the letters of action, in other words, the written letters, hein tmunas, or tmune, so esiye shebiksav, ashuri shebesefetayr, is the form and the shape of the written letters as they are written in the Sefer Torah, for example. The formal writing of the Aleph Beis. Esiyes HaDibur, and the letters of speech, Nechkokes Behevel V'Keil, are made up of the breath and the sound. HaMeshalik L'Chav Beis Chalokim Sheinim Zeh Mizeh B'Tzurasa. They also are divided into 22 different parts, different in their form and in their shape. Shehi Havoras U'Mifta HaChav Beis Esiyes B'Chal Loshen. And that is the pronunciation of the 22 letters in every language. Ki ein hefesh ben loshon hakedesh ben shar loshonos, because there's no difference between the holy tongue, between loshon kedesh, Hebrew, and other languages. B'mehus havodas ha'esiyes kiim b'tzirufa. In the sound that the letters make, there is no difference between the holy tongue and the other languages. The difference is only in their shape. The letters of Torah are different than the letters of other languages. As, for example, the Aleph is different from the A in Latin or in English. But the sound is the same. The A sound is the same, whether it's an Aleph or an A. The Esiyes HaMachshava, Hein Gam Kein B'chol Loshen, Sh'oda Mechashev Teves, the Esiyes HaLoshen Shein Chav Beis Levad. Same is true also with thought, the letters of thought. This is also common to all people. All people think in letters. And there are only 22 different letters. Only in thought, there are three types of letters, categories of letters. When a person sees in a Torah the form of the letters, he pictures them in his mind, and an image is left in the mind of the letters as they appear in the Torah. And that's called action within thought. In other words, he is thinking of letters, but he is thinking of letters that are written, which is action. V'chein kasha shemei esiyes hadibur hein nirshomes b'machshavtei u'maharbahem. When a person hears words, those letters which make up those words are engraved in his mind and he thinks along those lines. V'zeh nikra b'chinas dibra sheva machshava. When you hear somebody speak, and those expressions and those letters and those words become familiar to you, become your way of speaking, that is thinking of speech, or speech within thought. Zuhi b'chinas yitzira. This is the level of yitzira, because machshav itself is the level of bria, and speech is connected yitzira, and maisa is asiya. So the thought, which is speech or speech within thought, that is the level of yitzira. And pure thought, the letters of thought alone. He's not thinking what somebody else said, and he's not thinking of what he found or saw written. This is nikra machshava sheva machshava b'chinas b'riya. V'hine eisis hadibur mamosh hein mishaveis u'mekablis chayuson me'eisis elu atzma sheva machshava. The letters of speech, the ability to articulate them, comes from the letters of thought. And although a person can be speaking of one subject and thinking about something else, it doesn't mean that when a person is speaking, he has to be thinking those words, because we see that a person can be speaking certain words and thinking about something else at that time. However, a person cannot speak words that he has never thought of before. So the words first have to be formed with letters of thought. And then at any time, he can articulate those words in speech. And in those words and letters, combinations of letters that make up these words, there is the effect, you can feel, you can sense the effect of the thought that he once had of these words, in these words. And this is the external part of the three attributes, Netzach Hod Yesod, Miparzef Elyon Shenichnas B'Tachtein, Li Yesh Lei B'Chinas Meichen V'Chayus Kaneda. So just as thought gives life to speech, and it comes from the aspects of Netzach Hod Yesod within thought, that's the part of thought that enters into speech and gives it its energy, its life. The same is true on all levels and in all cases, wherever the higher creation, the higher element, gives life to the lower element, it does so with its Netzach Hod Yesod and Malchus. In the Hayyim Yayim, for the third day of Tishrei, the Rebbe writes that the Tzemach Tzedek once went to Yechidus with the Alter Rebbe. It was on a Monday of the 6th of Elul, Parsha Tetzei. It was 1804, and the Rebbe told him that on Shabbos, Parsha Tovei, in 1768, my Rebbe, meaning the Magid, the Mezitcha Magid, said a Torah, beginning v'shafta ad avaya lekecha. And he explained that the Aved of Tshuva must attain a level at which Havaya, Hashem, which transcends the world, godliness that is higher than the world, becomes alikecha or alikim, which is the gematria of Hateva. And as we find that b'reishis bora alikim es hashamayim v'sa'aretz, that alikim created heaven and earth. So heaven and earth and nature are related to the name Elikim. All the Chavraya Kaddisha, the disciples of the Magid, were very inspired and deeply touched by this teaching. The Tzaddik Reb Meshulam Zusi of Anapoli, the famous Reb Zusha, said that he's not able to attain to such heights of tshuva. he would have to break down the word tshuva to its components, because each letter of the word tshuva, of the five letters, is the initial of a verse. The taf of tshuva stands for tamim, tamim tiyem Hashem alikecha, to be sincere with God. The shin stands for shivisi, shivisi Hashem onegdi samid, I place God before me always. And the vav stands for the ahavta l'reacha kamecha. The beis, or veis, stands for b'chol d'rachecha d'ehu, to know God in all your ways. And the hey stands for hatzne leches im Hashem alikecha, to walk humbly or discreetly with God. When my father told me this story, he concluded that the word tshuva has five Hebrew letters. Each letter is a path, a method of aveda of tshuva, a type of tshuva. And he explained each method at length. Each one moves from a potential state. Each one has the power to bring a person to tshuva. But you go from that power, from that potential, to actuality through the aveda of davening.